I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to 1 Minute Podcast Tips, the show that helps you be a better podcaster in just a minute a week. If you want more specific tips just for you and your podcast, check out the Magic Mike membership at oneminutepodcasttips.com/support. And now, this week's episode. In episode 47 of 1 Minute Podcast Tips, I asked if you need to use an audio interface for your podcast, or if you could just record direct into your computer. And I'll leave a link to that in the show notes so you can check that episode out. But if you do move to an audio interface, does it need to be an expensive one if you have a good microphone? Or can you get away with a less expensive one? While you don't need an expensive interface, you do need a good quality one. Different interfaces have different features that can impact your mic and, by association, sound. Here are some of the key features. Gain. If your interface doesn't have enough gain to power your mic cleanly, that can result in increased background noise because you need to push the gain to the max for your mic to be heard. Noise floor. Different interfaces have different noise floors. Interface manufacturer Focusrite defines noise floor as the sum of the noise each component generates. So, this can be the microphone, the cable going into the microphone, processing, and other things like that. So you want the noise floor to be really low. Anything below minus 60 dB is a good level to look for. And zero latency monitoring. This is really key because this ensures what you say into the mic is coming through your headphones or monitors at the same time with no lag, which means cleaner recording and being able to fix any issues as you hear them. These are just some key areas that you need to look for in a good interface. You don't need to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on an expensive one. Just make sure you get a good quality one that gives you good sound quality for the equipment you're using. Until the next time, happy podcasting. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy 1 Minute Podcast Tips, be sure to share with your friends and other podcasters so they can enjoy it too. Until the next time, happy podcasting.